ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara starts off with explaining the Mishnah on Membeis and Membeis. The Mishnah says, HaMoitzei Kelim, Baleim Tzurus Chama, Tzurus Levona, Tzurus Darka, and Yilichem Liyam HaMelech. There are three Tzurus that when you find on Kelim, you assume that they were Nevad. These kelim were served as avodah zarah, because these tzurus are very common to be tzurus that are nevad by the goyim. That is chama and levona and darkin, sun and the moon and darkin. Rashi and Tais explain that on the Mishnah. How does this work with the first Mishnah in the Perek? Rashi says we're going like the shita of the rabbanon of Rameyer, that the only tzur that uchaysh was nevad if it's yesh biyodim maka leitzipor. So that's why Dafka, these tzuras were being moisiv, chama, levona, and darkain, because all other tzuras, stam tzuras, are mutter. Tosfos says that even according to Rameyer in the beginning of the Perek, that's chayshish for all tzuras. Over here we're talking about tzuras that are on kalim. Tzuras that are on kalim are not usually nevad, usually just there to decorate the kli. By these three that are common to be nevad, we assume even on a keli that they're nevad. Upon him, the three tzuras the Mishnah discusses is Chama, Levona, and Darkain. The Gemara over here explains what is Darkain. Tanu Rabbanon, Ezu tzuras Darkain. Pirush Shimon ben Elazar calls Yeshli Tzitzim ben Prokof. Machi Rabasi ben Pirkei Tzavra. What exactly is this Darkain that we're talking about? The Gemara explains that it has Tzitzim on the neck. Rashi's Lashon is it's Kemin Nochash, some type of a snake. They bring a tshuva from Maram in Rutenberg. He says, Kol yomai yisi toma, I always wondered, what is this nochash that it's miyuchid? We're saying, dafka these three things in the Mishnah are miyuchid, that is very common to be nevad by all goyim. What is the nochash? He says, Eva Oshis says in Parashat Bereishis that the nochash doesn't have a good relationship with a person at all. What is the nochash miyuchid that they should be over it? Until they found in the Ksavim of Rab Shabsoi Chacham that it doesn't mean a pasha to snake, who briach b'shamayim moishal b'cholam azolis. It's some type of figure in the Shemayim, which is daimon to nachash, which is a briach in the Shemayim that is moishal b'cholam azolis. And the emes is, we find this lashon in Rishonim similar to that, we're not talking about a simple nachash. The Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, when he brings the din of Darkain, he says, Kosov Amordchai, Darkain hu nochash briach b'shamayim, u'shmoy tali ha-godoil moishol b'mazolis. U'mashum hochi choshev lei b'hadi tzuras tzchama levona. He says also it's this briach b'shamayim, and he's medayik from the fact that the Mishnah puts it together with chama and levona. They see it's a similar type of inyan. Even by Chama and Levona itself, the Darkei Moshe brings in Kuf Mem Aleph, the Pirush HaMishnayos by us, that the Pirush HaMishnayos speaks out. We're not talking about Ein Inyonish Yimtza Ogul V'Yevizei Yigol Shavish. Says it doesn't mean that you made a round circle that looks like the sun, like Keshes Ogul or shape like the moon. He says it's talking about different symbols that they had that represent the Kayach of the sun, or symbols that represent the Kayach of the moon. We're not talking about a picture of the sun and the moon itself. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, the Medayi, Kalash, and Rashi. Also on the Mishnah like that, Rashi's Lashon is Tzuras Chama, Mazel Chama, Chen Levona. It means it had on it some type of picture of the Mazel Chama, the Mazel Levona, that these were in Yonim, that they were Ovid. The Shach in Kuf Mem Aleph, on that Ramah, that brings the Pirush HaMishnayis, is Meirich, that some Achrayim learned Ramah as being Moisif, that it doesn't have to be the Chama, a Tzura of the Chama itself. It could even be a Tzura of the symbols of the Koyach HaChama. The Shach is Mayrich, that that's not the Pshat in Ramah. Ramah means Dafka. The Ramah in Pirush HaMishnayos means Dafka. The only time that we assume it's Nevad is we find these pictures of the Goyim used for things that represented to them the Koyach of the Chama. But a picture of the Chama itself does not have this Chazaka that we should assume that it's a nevad more than any tzura. The Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings a ma'isa. Omer Rabbi Shu ben Levi pamachas isim halach acher blazer kafa beribi paderech motzah shom tabas v'leh tzuras darkin motzah v'chovim kotem v'leomer leklum Motzei v'chalm godol v'omol leibitlo v'leibitlo sotro leibitlo. Mor brings a meiser, the blood of a kafir found a tabas that had a tzuras darken on it, and he passed by a goy, a katan, and he did not ask him to be mevatel it. Then he found the goy, a godol, and he forced him, he was sotro, until he was mevatel it. And the Gemara says, Shmami not klas, we hear from him this meiser, three halachas. Shmami not v'chavim mevatel v'yitzchavim shaloi v'shal chaveri. We hear that a goy can be mevatel of a desire that does not belong to him. Shmami no yedeya b'tiv shal avodas kechavim mishamshah mevatel v'she'eni yedeya b'tiv avodas kechavim mishamshah eini mevatel. Only a goy that's familiar with the inyanim of the avodas zara, which is familiar with the service of this avodas zara, of avodas zara in general, can be mevatel avodas zara. And one that's not yedeya b'tiv avodas kechavim can't be mevatel, because you see that he was not happy with the katan being mevatel. He waited until he found the gadol, because the katan is any a day with two of his chavim. Shmami no third halacha, even chavim mevatel bal karchid. Even though he forced him to mevatel it, it's still considered a bittel. There's an interesting shaila. The Gemara's mashmir, the whole problem of katan is because he's any a day petiv of his chavim. Means it's not that a katan, we find many places in Shas, a katan's Machshava is nothing. A cotton is a lav bar das. We more doesn't say because a cotton is not bekoyach to make a bittel because his machshava doesn't count. It's not a serious machshava. The Gemara says only because he's ein yedeya b'tiv avodas kechavim. It has to do with the fact that the cotton is not familiar with the tiv avodas kechavim, and Rabbi Yehuda din by a gadol is not familiar with the tiv avodas kechavim. The Gemara words the Shvami, no, it's not dafka by a cotton. Be who by any guy, even a gadol, who's not familiar with tiv avodas kechavim. B'sheisif Taka brings in Shulchan Aruch, it's the Gemara Vayta and Daf Samach Dalet. The Gemara declares about a ger toishav. If a ger toishav can be mevatel avodas kechavim, since a ger toishav is someone that was makabel, a guy that was makabel not to be over avodas zara, so he has no shayches to avodas zara. The Gemara is mistapik ger toishav ma'u sheyivatel avodas kechavim. Do you say the polach mevatel, the lay polach lay mevatel, only one that is oivet, that serves avodas zara, could be mevatel? Idulma called the bar mine mevatel, anyone that's a min of goy, of avodas kechavim, could be mevatel. And the Gemara says, Amalur of Nachman, mestavra, the polach mevatel, the lay polach lay mevatel. It's mestavra to say that only a goy that serves avodas zara could be mevatel. And one that doesn't serve avodas zara can't be mevatel. So Rabbi Yosef says, we hear from this Gemara, we pass from this Gemara, that a bittel is only shaykh by a goy that's a polach, and by a ger toshav not. And Dr. Rabbi Yosef, who are the Yishma'elim, Bizmaneinu, the Arabs, the Muslims, who are not oivdei by the Zorah, they can't be mevatel by the Zorah, because they're like polach, they don't serve by the Zorah. The Gemara by us seems like a similar din. Someone's any idea, b'tiv avodas kechavim, he can't be mevatel it. In Takira, Chachmas Adam is mistapik. If today's goyim, that many of them, or most of them, are not familiar at all with the nyanim of avodas zara, then maybe they're not bekoyach to do a bittel, to be mevatel on avodas zara, because the diskamora, any day b'tiv avodas kechavim, is any yachal avatel. There's an interesting erechayim in the parsha of Shechem, that it says when the Shvatim took the avodas zaras from Shechem, Yaakov told them, "Hesiru elihei anecha shavikir b'chem," that they should get rid of the avodas zara. The Erechayim discusses that why couldn't they? It says they only killed the scharim of Shechem and the nashim they left over, the woman they left over. So why couldn't they go ahead and be mevatel the avodas zara that they captured from Shechem? So the Erechayim brings our Gemara, which says that she'ini yedei b'tiv avodas zara mishamshah ainu mevatel, and he says v'noshim dinam kekatan, that the noshim, just like the Gemara says be'as hakatan is ainu yedei, the noshim is also ainu yedei, so they can't be mevatel. It's not clear exactly why the Erechayim nemzon the noshim are not familiar with inyanei avodas zara, but al kol panim he's also learning that it's not a din dafka of katan. A noshim has das for kol tarakula. The side of the Gemara is ainu yedei b'tiv avodas zara. The Lashon Rambam in Perek Ches Avodas Kechavim Halachates is a little bit interesting. The Rambam brings us two halachas. First, he says Avodas Kechavim Katan Oshoita Einem Vatal Avodas Kechavim.
a guy who's a katan or a shaita cannot be mevatel. And then he continues, and he says, "Misha eine oivir avedis chavim ein bitulei bitul." He brings the Gemara on the Samach Talad that a guy who doesn't serve avedis zara eine oivir avedis chavim ein bitulei bitul. It would be mashba in the Rambam that our Gemara is a din katan or shaita. The Rambam doesn't say a klal anyone that's any idea a tiv avedis zara. He says a katan or a shaita cannot be mevatel avedis zara. However, the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam says, "Mashakas Rabbeinu Avichavim Shaita, the Kivin the Shaita who the Mikri Yedei B'Tiva Vezichavim." He says it's all the same. You say a Katan or a Shaita are cases of Eidi Yedei B'Tiva Vezichavim. The Chen Kshein Eved Vezichavim. Same idea when a guy that doesn't do Avodah Zara is also Eidi Yedei B'Tiva Vezichavim. So he learns also that the Rambam doesn't mean Dafka a Katan or a Shaita. Now the Seder Avodah clears an interesting shaila that we had in the sugis before, that there's such a thing as being mevatel avodah zarah, believe, there's a bittel believe, and there's a bittel sometimes like deyiyush, mishnah vaita, avichavim sheinucho avdeha, what the Gemara says before, misura miyayish, the Gemara in daf membeis, misura miyayish, there's cases that you could be mevatel without doing a maisa bittel. So it could be such cases, you could be bestopic that maybe a kotter is not bekayach to do a bittel, which is called kulei belev. The Gemara over here is talking about a bittel b'maisa, that the guy did something to the avodah zarah. Maybe a bittel that's only totally in lev or in yish, maybe a kotter is not a bar yish or a bar kavona belev. That's yesh l'stopic. The Ramon, Simon Kuf Memvov, Sev Zayin, brings a chilek from the Mordechai, Benigeya, the third Shmami of the Gemara, that Ivikhav Mevatal Bal Korchoi, he brings a similar chilik that this that we say in the Gemara, Goy can be Mevatal Bal Korchoi, that's only when he's doing a bittel of a maisa. He does a shvira, or he does something, a maisa bezoyin to Rabbi Zara, but a bittel ba amira, that a Goy can be Mevatal ba amira, or believe, that cannot be done Bal Korchoi, that's only Mirotin. If you force the Goy to say an amira of bittel, that he speaks out that he's not machshav the avodah zarah anymore. That such type of bittul you cannot do bal korchei. That's only merit zayin. It's only a bittul of a mice that can be done bal korchei. More on the bottom of the amud, Tanan Hossam starts a big sugya, the inyan of asiyas tzurais, the surim of which forms, which tzurais it's also to make, and which ones are also to hold. The more starts off in the beginning. Dmus tzuris levono is hoyle. The Gamliel bal Yosef, Gamliel had tzuris of different shapes of levonois. That when the Edom used to come for kiddush achaydush, he would show them the different forms to ask them kazeri isem. You see like this or like that. And the Mor goes on to ask that there's iser lisasan iti lisasan kedmus shamoshem shamshem levonai. That there's iser in the Torah not to make the shamoshem that are mashamish in front of Hashem, which is the Chama Levana and the Mazalais. So how did Gamliel have such tzuris? Amar Abaye, Le'osra Teirel, Shalmoshim, She'efsa Lassus, Kimoysim, Kintanya, Le'yas Adam Bayis, Tavnes Eichel, Achsadr, Tavnes Ulam, Chotzer, Tavnes Azorah, Shulchan, Tavnes Shulchan. Abaye says, no, the Pasuk is not going on the Shalmoshim like Chama Levana and Mazalais, because those we can't really make a tzur that's the same size and shape as the real ones. It's only talking about ones that are efshar lasas kemoisa. It means the shamoshim that are meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash, the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, or the tzura of the bayis itself, which somebody could imitate and make the same exact tzura with the same measurements as the shulchan and the menorah and the tzura of the ulam. Those things the Torah is asking, those are the type of shamoshim, ha-meshamshim l'fanet, that the Torah is asking with this lav, because those are things that are possible for us to make the same. At this point, that's the Gemara is making the pasuk. Later on, the Gemara goes, the Gemara brings other members from Abaye and from other Amiroyim that is Isra even on other types of tzuris that are not Efshalasas Kamaisan. Upon this halacha stays that there's an Isra layasa odam bayis tavnas heichel achsadu tavnas ulam. A person is not allowed to make something daima to the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash or the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Mechaschinach in mitzvah lamates brings an interesting nekuda here. That it sounds like from the Gemara that this iser le'asa adam bayis tavnas heichel is from the pasuk of le'sasan iti le'sasan kedemus shamoshai. The Rambam, when he brings that pasuk leisasav iti, he brings with the maskanas haGemara that it includes other tzuras of avodah zarah and other tzuras of chama levana. The Rambam's lashon is in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. Also, lasis tzuras lenoi afal pisha ein avodah zichav. It's also to make tzuras even for noi, even if they're not for avodah zarah. Shenemar leisasun iti. The reason for this is, Dr. Rambam, is that people shouldn't be toya and think that they're made for avodah zarah and be nimshach to avodah zarah. And the Rambam goes on to explain there that the Torah only asks for a tzuras adam, and then he adds later a tzura of cham and levana and mazolos, but other tzuras are not also, like we'll see later in the Gemara. So the Rambam mashmar mechaschinuch is medayik that this isser of lisasan iti, the isser of making tzuras, has to do with avodah zarah. Kadesh li yitu b'matoyim v'idamu sheheim l'avodah z'kechavim. But mashenkein, the isser of making bayis tav neseichel, making kelim in the same tzuras as they are in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam brings that down in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. He doesn't bring that in Hilchas avodah z'kechavim. He brings it in Hilchas Beis HaBechira. It's mechaschinuch is medayik. It's mashma from the Rambam that isra has nothing to do with avodah zarah. It's an isra because of meira mikdash, he says, because of yira from the mikdash, that we shouldn't try to imitate the kalim of the base of mikdash. Like the mechaz chinuch l'chayr, it's a big nafkamina. He says we have a klal any avizrayu the avodah zarah is yarek v'al-yaver. The sholosh chamurus avodah zarah gilirayis and shvichas damim that are yarek v'al-yaver. A person's mechuyev to give up his life not to be over these avodahs. It's not just for the Aveir itself, it's even for Avizrayu, even for Pratim, even for the Rabbanans of them, or for Minhagim of them. Anything that has to do with those Yisurim is called Avizrayu, and a person is Mechayiv to be Meis and Nefesh for them. So Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, that if the Rambam is telling us that the Isra of Asiyas Tzurais is Kadesh L'Yitu B'Matoyim V'Yidamu She'en L'Avedis Kechavim, that means this Isra is one of the Yisurim of Avedis Zorah, because it's going to bring people to Avedis Zorah. Zokta Mechaz Chinuch, that's Avizrayu, the Avedis Zorah. And a person's mechuyev yarek v'yavet in beis ha'nefesh fit. Shenkin, he says, the way it's mashman, this Rambam brings these in beis ha'bechira, comes out that this is a totally different isser. The isser of making kelim doimet to the mishkan is the isser of meir migdash, and on that it's not a bezayid of v'dezor. It should be like any lab, which it should be yavet v'yehorek. There's no chiv mesirus nefesh of them. The cheschinuch is niskash on it because the Gemara Beos says that it's from the same pasuk of lisas and iti. So how does the Rambam know to be mechalikit? That's a different type of iser than all the other tzuras. Chinuch wants to be mitaritz there. That maybe the Rambam learned the maskana. There's a chazara after the Gemara Mebeis is going to be moikim the pasuk leisasan iti is teaching us other tzuras. At that point, the Rambam learned the Gemara was chayzer, and this iser is a different iser. Is the iser of meir migdash. Gemara continues and brings a brisa. Vatanya l'sasan iti, l'sasan k'dumus ha-moshe, m'sham shem l'fonei b'moroim, et is iser om rabbi l'osr teira, elo b'dumus dalet ponem b'hadi adodi. The Gemara answers that there's an iser only on the dalet ponem b'hadi adodi. Rashi says, p'nei shor v'odem v'aryeh, that the dalet ponem that are on the Merkava, there's an iser for a person to make a tzura that has those four faces together. The Gemara goes on that there's even an iser to make a pirtzav of Adam l'chadei, even of just the Adam alone without the dalet ponim. There's a braisa, a memra, a rabbi de brei de bishua, a pirke de bishua shmi'ali, l'sasan iti, l'sasan oisi, that a person cannot make a tzela melekim, but the mus Adam is also neser in the Torah. Taisus brings a shayla, that the chayra, what's in Igeya? The iser of dalet ponim, if we're saying it's also even to make a pirtzav of Adam, the dalet ponim is shor, odom, aryeh, and nesher. So odom is one of them. So once you have a pirtz of odom, it should be also just the pirtz of odom alone. What's in the gay, the iser, to make a dalet ponim? Taisus says, by us, two terutzim. One teretz is lava b'shnei lavin. It's just the extra veira there. The other teretz is, if it already had the pirtz of odom, and this person went ahead and added the other three, that he's also over in iser, even though he didn't make the pirtz of odom, because he was mashlim, the Tzura of Dalet Ponim. The other Rishayinim, Ramban and other Rishayinim say the Kash is not Shver because that's not called a Pirtz of Adam. You can't ask me, you know, when something has four Tzuras, it should be Asra as being a Tzuras Adam because that doesn't look like an Adam. It's not an Adam. It has to have four faces It's not included in it, the Tzurus Adam. That's not considered Tzurus Adam Mechlal. So it's only Asrat's Pirtz of Avdal Panim. And the Gemara continues weiter. The Gemara brings another Breisa. Sassan Isti, Sassan Kedemus Shamoshem, Sham Sham Lafani Bemorim, Kenefanim, Misrofim, Vachayas Akkadish, Malachi Ashoros, there's Isser to make a Tzura of Malachim, Vachayas Akkadish. On that, the Gemara first says, Amar Abai, the Osotorial Shamoshim, Shamadra Elyoin, when we're talking about the higher Shamoshim, like the Malachim, not lower ones like our Mishnah, like Chama and Lavana, and like the ones that Rav Gamliel made to show the Edom of Kiddush HaChodesh. Then the Gemara goes on and brings a Braisa, that even Chama Lavana is also Mazolos. The Gemara says maybe that Braisa means La'ivdom. In fact, the Gemara, La'ivdom, even a Shosho Katan, La'ivdom, everything is also. It doesn't have to be Dafka Chama Mazolos, even from something from an animal. Moses says, Anachanami, maybe that's the end of the pasuk, tells us animals. And at the end, the Gemara brings a braisa that says, L'sasun iti, L'sasun kedemusha, Moshe, M'sham, Shem, L'fanei, B'morim. The Gemara comes out, L'maskana, there is an iser of Asiyas Tzura, to make a Tzura of Chamo, Levona, Kechovim, Mazolis, which are Shamoshim in the Madar, Atachtin, the Gemara calls them the lower Shamoshim. There's also an iser to make a Tzura of Malachim, which is Shamoshim, Shem, Madar, Elyon, the higher Shamoshim. And is it to make Tzuras Adam, and is it to make Tzuras Dalet Panim, Pnei Shor, Adam, Arya, Ivanesha. All these things are Nesa with a Sias Tzura. It's also for a person to make such a Tzura, even if he's not going to be over it. Is it Isra in the Torah to make such a Tzura? And there are many Shitas Rishonim exactly in the halachas of the Isra of a Sias Tzura. I'll try to say over the Iker Shitas that I brought down over here. Is the Shitas Tosis in our Sugya, and the Rosh in our Sugya, that Maskanas HaGemara, these are the only Tzuras that are also. The Hainu, you have the Tzuras of Shamoshim Shem Madra Elyon of Malachim, Shamoshim Shem Madra Tachtein, which is the Chamo Levonim Mazolos, and the Dalet Panim of the Merkava and Adam. Those are the only Tzuras of the Torah Asid. Every other Tzura in the world, a person is allowed to make. There's no Isser to make any other Tzura. Additionally, Taisa's Shita is that even these tzuras that the Torah asserted is only by boilate. Like the brayser that the Gemara brings with Tabas is mechalik if it's boilate or shekeya. It's only if the tzura protrudes, if it's a tzura, it's a form that sticks out. But if it's only an indented thing, shekeya, it's only something that's an indent. And kol shekein, if it's just a picture. A flat surface that has a picture on it, that's not nichlam the isra of asiyas tzuris. It's not aser, not mederaisa, and not medarbonim. Except for Tosis has a suffix by us that maybe cham and levana are different. That cham and levana are an exception to this. That since their tzuris look to us from down here, look flat in the sky. They don't look boilate. They don't look protruding. So since that's the way they look to us, even if a person makes it in an oifen that it's shekeya or that it's flat, he'll be over the iser. But all the other tzuras the Gemara talks about, the mazolis or the malachim or tzuras adam, are only aser if it's a tzura which is boilate. Now Tosis speaks on Amud Aleph that a rikma, an embroidery, something that's sewn on top of another material, Tais considers that a boilet. That's not called shekeya. That's called something that protrudes because it's another layer on top of the baget. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, Perek Gimel from Avod Chav Malachi Yud says, "Amhoisa tzura mishukas." If the tzura is indented, a tzura shal samonim, or it's a tzura that's painted on with paint or with colors, oy tzura shereik min ba'orig, or tzura which is embroidered onto an orig, onto a weaved thing, harayil mataris. The Rambam's chaylag on Taisus in this prat, besides for the sheets of Rambam itself, which we'll see later, Rambam's chaylag on Taisus in this prat, that a rikma is not called a boilet. Taisus considers rikma a boilet. There's a sheet of Taisus in Yuma, besides for the whole sheet of Taisus in Yuma that goes different than Taisus here, but in this prat, the Taisus in Yuma says that mine tzviya
in the case of the Rambam, when something is painted on or colored on, that's a third madrega. That's even less than Shekeya. And even in cases, we will see that the Shittas Tos and Yuma is that Shekeya is Aser, and Rikma will be Aser, and embroidery will be Aser, but Tzviya is even less than that. When something is just painted on, that's not a Tzura B'chlau. That's Shittas Tos, but again, the Isra of Asiyas Tzura, the love of making a Tzura. Besides for the Asiyas Tzura, the Gemara mentions here in the Brisa of Tabas, Asa Lahanicha. There's also Isra D'Rabbana, and the Gemara explains, because of Chashada, people shouldn't be Chayshir, that he's keeping it for Avodah Zarah. There's an Isra to keep these things in his house, Tzuras in his house, even when one did not make it. It means if somebody else made the Tzura, so the person was not... Somebody else made the Tzura and I got it from him, so I was not over the lav of Asiyas Tzura B'chal, but there's an Isra D'Rabbana and Asa Lahanicha. It's also to keep such a Tzura around in your Rishus. Because of Chashad, people will think that what are you keeping it for must be for the purpose of being over it. That's Isra D'Rabbanan. Shittas Tos by us in the sugya is that Isra D'Rabbanan, the way that Vilna Gaon Shulchan Aruch learns up from Tos is the Vermas Chashani, at the end of the Tosfos, that this Isra D'Rabbanan also only applies to these tzuras that the Torah asked. Besides for these tzuras that the Torah asked, any other tzura a person is allowed to keep in his house, and D'Rabbanan, and the Isra D'Rabbanan of Lanicha, Tosis learns also is only by Bailet and not by Shekeya. A Tzura which is flat, which is not Bailet, there's no Isra D'Rabbanan of Chashada to keep it around. That's Shittas Tosis in the Sugya. Second Shitta we have here, the Shittas Ramban and Chidushim here in Avodah Zarah. The Ramban learns that all these Tzuras that are Aser Mideraisa, the ones the Gemara Cheshmans, Cham Levana, and Malachim and Dal Panim and Adam, well, all the tzuras that are awesome in the Raisa, Zok Ramban, there's no chilik bailit and shekeya. The Gemara never said a chilik bailit and shekeya, but again, the Issa deraisa. The Braisa of Tabas, Ramban learns, is not going on the Issa deraisa. Anything that's awesome in the Raisa, Asiyas Tzura, Zok Ramban is whether it's bailit, whether it's protrudes, whether it's shekeya, if it's indented, or if it's flat, any tzura is Aser Mideraisa, Asiya. Now, the Chilik of Boilet and Shekeya, which the Gemara makes by Tabas, Dr. Ramban, that price is talking about Shar Tzuras, talking about other Tzuras, which are not Bechlal, the ones that the Gemara said are Nichol and Melav. Dr. Ramban, the Gemara is in Mavurin from this Braisa, that there's Issa Drabonon to make Shar Tzuras, Issa Drabonon to create Shar Tzuras, even if you're not going to keep them around in your house, there's Issa and Asiya. A sea of Shar Tzuras is also Mid Rabbanon. The reason for the Issa Ramban says is also it's Chashada, because of the Chashada that you're making it for Avodah Zarah. And that Issa the Gemara is saying is only by Boilet. So the Issa of Asiyas Shar Tzuras is going to be only by Boilet Mid Rabbanon. And also there's an Issa, like it says in the Braisa of Tabas, Asal Hanicha, which is to keep by you, to keep in your Rishus, even Tzuras that you did not make, that somebody else made, that there's no Issa Asiyah on, that's also Issa Drabbanon of Lashoisa, of Chashada, and on those two Isurim Drabbanon, there's a chilik between Boilet and Shekeya. So comes out later on, Ban, we have an Isra, which we don't have according to Tosis, the Isra Asiya on Shar Tzuras, and in that Isra, there's a Tanai that it should be Boilet. Mashenkin, and this is the Raisa, is Chilik on Tosis, and is Machmir, even on Shekeya. Another Nakuda, Ramban speaks, comes out from the Ramban, that there's an Isra of Chashada, of keeping around your house, Lanicha, even on Shar Tzuras. Not like the Goyim's Medayi from Tais de Vermas Chashani, that the Issa Chashada applies, also Lashoisai, is on any Tzura. A person is not allowed to keep around any Tzura which is Boilet, is also Mid Rabbanon, to keep it around your Shus because of a Chashad that you're keeping it for Avodah Zarah. Third Shita in Rishonim is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Meir. And it's brought down in the Mordechai. Rabbi Seizer brings the Mordechai, and it's a shita of Tosfos and Yuma. This shita is also gepaskent in the Hagoyis Ashri in our sugya, and it's based on a mechilta that Tosfos starts off with in Yuma, that the mechilta is mashma that every tzura is asur mideraisa. It's also to make a tzura of anything in the world is asur mideraisa. Tosfos over there. Later on in the Tosis is the Skasha, Tosis and Yuma and Dalad,
is niskasha, that the sugi by Yosef Mashma, the sugi comes out that it's only by these specific tzuros that are also with their Isa. Aber kaponim the mechilta is Mashma, that we're answering every tzura, and that's how it goes. Ashri in the Mordechai Paskin, every tzura is also for a person to make with their Isa, even if he's making it not for Avodah Zarah. And Memela, the Taisis in Yuma, has a whole shaila about the machzairim, that they make different pictures in them, pictures of different briyas, different animals and things. So Taisis over there wants to be mechadish, that there's a chilik, that tzviya, like we mentioned before, that when tzviya, just coloring it or painting it onto a piece of paper, is not a tzura b'chlal. That even if we're marbe, Taisis in Yuma learns that the mechilta is marbe, shar tzuras, and the mechilta is marbe, even Shekeya, not only by Letes, even a Tzura Shekas is Aser, according to Shittas Tais and Yumu Alpita Mechilta. But he says Tzviya, something that's colored on, is even less than Shekeya. Shekeya means when it's indented and doesn't protrude, but something that's just painted on with paint, that's not called a Tzura B'chlal, and that's Mutter. So that's the Shittas Tais in Yumu. Yosef says that Rav Paiskim are not Choshesh for this Shita, that they go like the Pashtas HaGemara by us, that it's only these specific tzuras that the Torah Aser Asiya on. Chayre, the Tais and Yuma, that sheet, the first sheet in Tais and Yuma is going to have to be Miyashiv. The Gemara by us really asked the Kasha that the Sefer, the Kro Aser, even Shul Shul Katan. The Gemara is making that it's La'ivdom. Maskana, they're going to learn that the Gemara that learns all these psukim are going on Asiya, not La'ivdom, so the Sefer, the Kro, that's Marbi, even Shoshul Katan, any type of Bria you can't make a tzura of is going to be going even not La'ivdom, it's going to be going even for Asiya. That's the sheet of Sachri Shainim. The fourth sheet, which is Shita Sarambam, the Rambam has a chilik, that Tzuras Adam, he goes also that only the Tzuras that are mentioned in our Gemara are Asav Asiya. But he says Tzuras Adam is only Aser by Beiletes. Pushatiya Tzura Beiletes. A Tzura which is Beilet is also by Tzuras Adam. And a Tzura which is Shekeya is not also by Tzuras Adam. Shenki Dramam in the next Halacha, Halacha Yir Aleph says, Benigeya Tzuras Chamo, Levona, Kechavim, Mazolos, and Malachim are also even if they're not Beilet. The Achreinim, the Reisekelim, and the Rambam have a hard time where the Rambam get this chilik from. The Rambam learns that the chilik of the Gemara, Boilet, and Shekeya only applies to Tzuras Adam. But all the other Tzuras, Malachi Asharis, or Levana, Mazolis, they're all Aser, whether they're Shekeya or whether they're Boilet. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, like Shitas Taisvis, that the Isser is only on Boilet, Shekeya is Mutter, except for Chama Levana. Like we said, Taisus over there has a svara that's also even by Shekeya. Taz Matmiya, that it's shver to be Mekel, Ein Lahakel, he says, Neged Divya Hamban and Char Rishainim, that are Machmir even by Shekeya, by all the Tzuras that are awesome in Atayra. Nengei, the Isid Rabbonon of Lahanicha, Lahashoisa, that it's also to keep it in Yerushus, these Tzuras, even if one did not make them. The Ramban in Chidushim and the Ran quotes it over here that it's only by Tzuras that's the derech of the Goyim to be oivid them. That's when there's a Chashad, since this whole Isser is based on Chashad, only something that the Goyim in these times are oivid, then there's a Chashad that he's keeping it for Avod Zarah purposes. Mashenki, and something that's not the derech to be oivid, there's no Isser Chashad to keep it around. The Ramah, however, in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, in the Haggah, in Sif Gimel, at the end of Sif Gimel, Dagah, Rama says, Avol Ein La Shoysam. Even Tzurus, there's not the Derech to be Oivir anymore. It's the Isid Rabbono, not the keeper in Yerushos, because of Chashad. The Shach in Sifkat Yates learns the Shitas Rama like that, and a few times the Shach repeats that in Kuf Mem Aleph, that the Isid La Shoysam is even on things that it's not the Derech to be Oivir anymore. This is very much Negeya nowadays. There's a question in the Poskim about dolls or other play figures that have Tzuras Adam. If there's a problem, most people don't have an issue of Asiya, they didn't make it themselves, they just bought it. But there's a problem with Issa Drabanan, of Osel Anicha, the Isel HaShoysa, it's Chashad. So one could say that it's not the Derech to be Eivet them anymore. There's no Chashad these days. It would fit into Ramban's Heter. But the Shach and the Ramah go that there's no such Heter. There's the Isel HaShoysa. So there are many Paiskim that hold that one should do something to the doll to deform it, that there shouldn't be an Isser. Others are Meikel. I once heard from Rav Melech Bluth, B'Shem Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, that he's Meikel with it, and he says, since it's not made to look like a real Tzuras Adam, like the statues were made to look like a sculpture of a person, it's made to look like something that's meant for play, so it doesn't go into this Isser, doesn't go into the Isser Chashad. Akaponim is a Shaila and the Paiskim about it. Another interesting Shaila you have in the Igris Moshe brings a tshuva in Chelek Hei, Siman Tes, Aizvav. Somebody asked him about children that are learning how to draw, and they're drawing pictures of Cham, of a sun, or of a Levana, the moon, if there's something wrong with that. So Rav Moshe says it's not a good idea to train them to make such pictures, because even though right now when they're still in training, the picture's not going to come out anything looking like a real picture of a sun. But the point of the training is eventually to train them to do well. And once they're going to do well, they're going to get into the Isser of Asiyas Tzura, which the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, by Cham and Levana, like the Svar of Taisus, by Cham and Levana, is even without Boilet, even when it's flat. So if somebody's drawing a picture of a sun, if it's a half a sun, it's fine. But if it's a full sun, there's a question about Isra Asiyas Tzura, according to Shitas Taisus, which is Gepaskin and Mechaber, that Tzura's Cham and Levana can be even when it's not Boilet. Now, the Chayyur of Moshe Feinstein is a Shtikl Chiddush, because we have the Taisus in Yuma, and the place can bring it down. Pesach brings it, that Tzviya is even less than Shekas. If it's just coloring, just painting, that's even a level even less than Shekas. Even those Tzuras that don't need Boilet, but if it's just paint, Ba'alma, that would be Mutter. Upon him, Moshe Feinstein says, it's also in such a case. It's also Tully in the Machlaikas HaPaiskim that we mentioned earlier in the Shach, in Sifkot and Hay. If Tzuras Chama means a son, some learn the Ramah, B'Shem the Pirush HaMishnayis, that it only means the symbols that the Goyim had to symbolize the Shlita of the son, but it doesn't mean a Tzura of the son itself. Other Paiskim learn that the Rambam is just being mace of that also. So to draw a picture of the sun itself is really Tully. And that Machlek is a Paiskim that's brought in the Shach in Sifkot and Hay. Another interesting Shaila mentioned in Tshuvas Miches Yitzchak, Chelek Beis. Somebody had a business that he made stamps, engravement stamps. And there was someone who used to order, a guy who used to order from him stamps with pictures of their saints on it. There was a question if he's allowed to make it. So he goes into several of the shitas here in the sugya of the Rishonim. There's a question of Tzuras Adam involved. He's making a Tzuras Adam. And then there's a question of making a Tzura that might be Nevad. He brings the Pischei Tshuva here in Kuf Mem Aleph, Siftes. From Tferes L'Moshe, that's Meikel, B'Shem the Ramban, that the Isser is only on Mechubadim. Just like the Mishnah has a chilik between Kalim, by Kalim that we find, the chilik between Mevuzim, Kalim that are Bakavadika Kalim, or Kalim that are Mevuzim. He brings such a chilik, B'Shem the Ramban, that there's a chilik in the Asiyas Tzura between Kalim Mechubadim and Kalim Mevuzim. Mechas Yitzchak is very much Niskash on the Tferes L'Moshe, because if you look at the Ramban inside in Chidushim, Ramban says the Iker, this Chilik Benegeya, the Issud Rabbanon of Cheshada, which we mentioned, Ramban says that Shar Tzuris, that the Torah didn't ask her, are also in Rabbanon because of Cheshada. In those, Ramban says, Mestaver, that the Issud of Cheshad is only on Mechubadim, then there's a Cheshad that he's making it for Avodah Zarah if he's doing it on a Kli Mechubit. But in those that are also in the Raisa, there's no Chilik between Mechubadim and Mevuzim. Similar, the Pischei Tshuva and Sifkot and Yud brings from Tshuvas Yaivitz that there was somebody that wanted to print up a coin with a picture on it of a person, and had the person's head and his body So the question is, it should be Isra Vasiyas, Siyas Tzuris Adam, Siyas Tzuris Adam. So first he brings to be mitzadid with the Rosh, the Mechaber Paskins, there's a Kula here from the Rosh that says the Isra of Tzuris Adam is only if you make Tzuris Shleima. The Osir of Tzuris Adam would have Tzuris Shleima. Of a Tzuris Rosh, a Guf, Pelei Rosh, it says you just make the head, just the face of a person without the Guf. It's not Osir. So this coin had the head and part of the Guf, but it didn't have the feet. So he said, maybe it's mutrot, it's the Rosh. The Yavit says the Rosh doesn't mean to be makel so much. The Rosh doesn't mean you need the full body till the feet. It just means that you have the ikid, the musodim. And then he says, the chilik of mevuzin and mechubodim, that maybe matbeya maybe is not a dove of mechubid. He says that's also, like we said, not a svara b'negeya tzuris adam, which is isa deraisa, means the rajba. This chilik of mechubodim and mevuzin was not nema b'negeya those tzuris that are also mederaisa. Is Mamela, he says it should be also to make such a matbeya. Pischei Tshuva brings also a tshuva from Knesset Yecheskel, that there was a shul that had a picture of a son on the pareches, and somebody was ma'ar on it, that it's also Tzuris Chama, and Pischei Tshuva brings that he's mekel because of the svar we said before, because it's mini tzvi, it's just painted on. So even though Chama and Levana we paskin is also without bailate, this is something that's just painted on. Is even less than a shekeya. His mutter, he brings that svara from the paiskim. There's also a big shaili here in Rishaynim. The Mordechai Rabbi Yosef brings. There were shuls that had tzuris in the front, different form of a lion or something else, other animals, and others wanted to aser it. They're also matir because we don't hold like that mechilta like the shitas Tyson Yuma. We hold char tzuris a mutter. Even Tzuris Arya is only when you have Dalit Panim, only when you have all four Panim of the Merkava together. The other Tzuris are all Mutter. The Paiskim say it's not a good idea because it's Mevalbal, the Kavanas are Tvila. Makes people maybe have other Machshavas, Peshas Tvila. So even if there's no direct Isra, see it's Tzura, but it's not a good idea to have it, the Makam Tvila. Isra of Chashad, they say you don't have because the Gemara, Makam Rabim, Moram says here, Makam Rabim, there's no Chashad. But it's not a good idea because Mevalbal Kavanas are Tvila. By Ari itself, there's a shach that brings a different chumra from the Bach, that even though the other ones of the Dalal Panim are only also when you have all four, but Ari could be his Asr because of a different cheshbon, because it's one of the mazolas is shaped like an Ari, so it might be Asr as this mazolas, to such a chumra from the Bach. The next Gemara, continues with the Sefer, the Mishnah, of Shimon Gamliel Aymer. Shimon Gamliel made a chilek b'negeya these kelim that the Mishnah says if you find with Tzuris Chama Levana Darkain, you could assume that this keli was a nevad because these forms are usually nevad. Shimon Gamliel's mechalek between mechubadim and mevuzim. It's only on kelim that are mechubadik a kelim. That's when you say it's a nevad. If it's a keli of bezoyin, then we say it's not a nevad. The Gemara has a shaila what the taich of mechubadim and mevuzim is. The Gemara comes out. Tanya Kavosei the Shmuel Mechubadim Shal Ashirim Al Nizamim Val Tabayis Mevuzim Shal Yoyus Val Kumkosim Val Mechami Mayim Val Sadinim Val Metpoches. On the regular household kelim that are for day to day use, the Gemara says that's called Mevuzim. That it's not Mestaber for Avei Dezara. And on the kelim, on the fancy kelim Shirim and Nizamim, different jewelry, then you say it's meant for Avei Dezara, but these tzuris. The Shaila brought in Rishonim, the Yishalmi. Yishalmi says on the Mishnah, Ma nan kayomen, imdav aborish and avodim afilim avuzim asrun. Yishalmi says, what is the Shimon Gamliel talking about? If we're talking about something that we know vaday was nevad, then what did it help with mevuzim? Even if it's mevuzim, it's also if it was nevad. Imdav aborish einim nevadim afilim mechubadim utorim. If we know it wasn't nevad, then what does it help with mechubad? Elash en kayomen bestam. Yishalmi says, we're talking about stam. So what does that mean? So the Ram brings two pshatim. First pshat is the Rajba. Rajba explains it to mean tzuris that we know in general are nevad, that they're over this inyan, this type of form. On that, the Yishalmi is saying it makes no difference, mechubad or mevuzah. Who cares, it's mevuzah. It's still mestaber that it's there for Avodah Zarah. And tzuris that we know are not nevad, then even if it's mechubad, it's mestaber, it's not for Avodah Zarah. We're talking about stam tzuris that we don't know if the goyim are over it or not. So on that, with the siman is, if it's on a kli mechubid, then we say probably it's there for Avodah Zarah. If it's on a kli mevuzah, then we say probably it's not there for Avodah Zarah. In other words, the keli is a simon to us if the goyim in this place are into being oivid, chama, levano, darkein. These things that we know that in many places they are oivid. So if we find it on a keli mechubid, we say that we see that the goyim in this place are oivid it because that's why it's on the keli mechubid. If we find it on a keli mevuzah, then we say that it's no right that the goyim in this place are oivid it because it's on a keli mevuzah. The Ran is chaylik on this pshat. And the Ran says we're talking about even something that we know for sure the goyim in this place are oivid. Yishalmi means something else. Yishalmi means we don't know if this kli was nevad. Yishalmi is saying if you know for sure that this kli was nevad, then even if it's a mevuzah, it's also, it makes no difference that it's a mevuzah. L'maisa was nevad. The only time there's a difference mechubad and mevuzah is when it's a stam kli. It means this kli, we don't know if this particular kli was nevad. So if it's mevuzah, we could assume that it wasn't nevad. If it's mechubad, we could assume it was nevad. But when we know that this kli itself was nevad, then even if it's mevuzah, it's going to be aser. But according to the Ran, there's no simon from the kli that means something that we know is an avodah zarah. Something that we know is an avodah zarah is an avodah zarah either way. Something we don't know is an avodah zarah is not an avodah zarah. This kli is not being a simon to us if the goyim arrive at it. A major nafkamina between the Ran and the Rajba is if we have something that we know the goyim are oivid in this Medina, in this time and place, and you find it on a kli mevuzah. According to the Rajba, the whole point of kli mevuzah is just that when we find it on a kli mevuzah, we assume that the goyim in this place are not oivid it. But if we know that the goyim in this place are oivid it, even if it's on a kli mevuzah, it's also that goes into the Yishalmi when it's double buried that it's nevad, even on a kli mevuzah, it's also. According to the Ran, it's not that way. Even if we know the goyim in this place are oivid it, but if it's not bari that they were oivid this particular kli, then when we find it on a kli mevuzah, we could say that this kli was not neva. This machlekes becomes very negay lemaisa. The Beseisa brings from the Rajba that these days a lot of goyish kalim have a cross on them. The most shasi ve'erev, they have a cross on them. These kalim, if someone finds a keli with a cross on it, or it has a other dmus of avodah zarah, that keli is also to use, is also ba'na. Chayyur, that's totally in the Rajba and the Ran, because keli, the Gemara says, the regular kalim in the house are called mevuzim. The Rajba that's saying that it's also is only the shitasai. He holds that when we know something is a nevad, it makes no difference if it's mevuzah or mechubit. It's only things that we're not sure that they're over that surah. That's where mechubit and mevuzah is a simon. But we know the chesi ve'eriv they're over, so if you find it on a kli, that kli is also even if it's a kli mevuzah. Mishyasev brings from Agoy Sashri that says that coins that have on it a chesi ve'eriv, that have a cross on it, like the minig is in many medinas, even today in some medinas in Europe, coins that have a cross on it. So it's a question if it should be also ba'ano. So Mishyasev brings that Agoy Sashri, that since it's mevuzim, it's not a kli mechubad, it's not like jewelry or something, it's just a kli for day-to-day use, mevuzim. So it has the heter of mevuzim. Beseisu speaks out that that's only according to the Ran. According to the Ran, that mevuzim is matir, even something that we know is served. But according to the Rajba, it says that kalim with chassis and erev are aser, so it doesn't make a difference that it's mevuzim, so you're not going to have this heter of matbeis. Other achrayim bchalam machir on matbeis. The Pesachet Shuvah brings Shuvas Yaivitz. Some hold the matbeis is not called mevuzah. Matbeis is called a mechubad. That's a certain honorary way to put a tzura on a coin. Some are mechalik between a silver coin, a copper coin. It's a question in the poskim. But akaponim, this whole shaila of the coins is totally in the mechlekes, the Ran and the Rajba. According to the Rajba, it doesn't help if it's mevuzah. L'maisa, we know that the shasi ve'erev is nevad. There's another time it comes up in the Paiskin, he says it brings already from Rishonim, that they wear a cross, a chassis ve'erev, on a necklace. The question is if that necklace is also ba'na. So over here you're already talking about shirim and nizamim, these are talking about jewelry, it's kelim l'chabodim. So over here, l'chayra, it should be also ba'na. The Rishonim ha-metzad, a different svara to be makel, that they say that it's only l'noi ba'alma, it's just zikorim ba'alma, it's just to remind them of the avodah zarah. It's not something that they're oivid. They're not actually over there. They'll bow down to the cross and the tefillah, but not to the one on the necklace. It's not something that they're over. It's just the zikaron ba'alma as a reminder, or just there for noi. It's just there for it's like a decoration for them. That's a svar from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, a svar from the Mordechai. It's Meil Samishayin Mameiklam. And Hamon, Shulchan Aruch, in Haggah and Sif Aleph, Paskins like this svar of the Mordechai, that those things that they wear on the necklace, Oysom Chatoilim Betzavel Zikorin, the Mikr Tzelem Amutu. He says it's just for Zikorin Baalma, it's just a reminder to them of the Avodah Zarah. It's not something that they're Ovid, they're not Ovid the piece that's on the necklace, they're Ovid other Shasi Vedas, not the one that's on the necklace. So that one is not Nesabana. Geir Ikim Achleikis, Duran and the Rajba, if something that we know is a symbol that they're Ovid, but it's on a Kli Mavuzah, which is Nafkamina, Duran and the Rajba. So Mechaber brings two days about it. He says, Yesh Mishaimer, that it's also even on a Kli Mavuzah, once we know it's Nevad. Yesh Mishaimer, that even something that we know is Nevad, is Mutter on a Mavuzah, and the Ramah is Machriya, a Minik is Svara Rishayna, the Minik is like the Svara that we're Makel, that on a Mavuzah is Mutter, even something that we know is Nevad. The Yesh Machmirim, Sama Machmir, he also says that even though the Mishnah lists off Chama, Ulvana, and Darkain as three things that is Becheskas, the Goyim are Ovid, these Tzuris, because Bezman HaZeh, only Cham and Levon is a problem, the Darkoin, Tzuris Darkoin, they're not Ovid anymore, so a person doesn't have to worry about Tzuris Darkoin is Mutter, it's just an Isser to keep it around, because of Chashad, like we spoke before, that there's an Isser of Chashad, according to the Shita, the Shach, and the Ramah, even on things that are not Dark and Lavoid, even the things that are not the Derech to be Ovid anymore, it's Issa to keep them around because of Chashad. But if someone finds something with a Tzuris Darkin, or gets something with a Tzuris Darkin, and wants to be Nenna from it, or sell it, that's Mutter because they're not over it anymore. Just to keep it around is an Issa of Chashad. He also speaks out that the Tzuris in the Gemara before, that the Gemara says is awesome, and they're Issa to make like Chamel, like Madar Elyon, Malachim, or Mazalis, or other things. That even though it's also basi, it's also to make them, and it's also to keep them around because of chashad, it's also lahanicham. But if somebody finds one and wants to pick it up and be nana from it and sell it, is mutter, because the Mishnah only asks on a moitze, a isra na, on these three tzuris, chamo, levano, darken, which is becheskas teroivid, or something else that we'll say that bezman hazeh is becheskas teroivid. But these tzuris, even though the Torah asked them, for whatever reason, the Torah asked the Isra Asiyas Tzura, they're not Becheskas, that they're Nevad, it's not the Derech to be over these Tzuras. So the Isra of Asiyah, there's the Isra to make them, and the Isra to keep them around because of Chashad. But a Moitze, a Isra Moitze we don't have, if somebody finds it and wants to sell it off and be Nana from it, is Mutter, that's not Nichla on the Isra of Moitze. Kedai to say over also the Pesach Tshuva, Kuf Mem Aleph, Sufkatan Zayin, that brings from the Sefer Yaris Dvash to Droshes from Bienes and Eibeshitz. Shemazim Ha'oid, Shalilias, Besaych Habayas, Tzuro, Mitzuya, Bekoisel, Ebeluach, Avapida, Midaminadin, and Isirak, Tzuro, Beletus. The Yaris Dvash speaks in the Drosha that Tzuros bring Ruchas Royas and Mazikin to somebody's house, and therefore a person should be Zayim Ha'oid. Even a tzur which is not biletes, you should not have any tzures of chayis or other brias hanging in his house, even if it's not bilet. Another thing kedai to note that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like the Shita of Mordechai, the char tzures amuter, tzures behemis chayis v'oifes amuter even bilet, and the paskim we said saying in a basic knesset. It might not be a good idea because it's mevalbal kavanas at tefillah, but the Bircha Yosef and Shulchan Aruch brings that the Meiser Beis Yosef and Tshuva is Avkas Reichel. He paskins like those Rishonim that it's usher to put in the Beis HaKnesses tzir of Aryeh Ukayetze of other Tzurus Chayes, Chen Hiske Maram Me Padova Simen Samachay, and Bircha Yosef is very strong about it. That a person should not be mispalin based on Knesset that has tzures of chayis or behemis or other bries that are chakuk in the front of the basic Knesset.
Also, could I mention, we spoke about the Shittas of the Rishayim and Asiya. There are four Shittas in Rishayim, what the Torah asked with Asiya. But according to all the Shittas, when someone didn't make it, like the Gemara says, Acherim Asuloi, it's not Nichol on the Isra Asiya. It's only Isra Darbonon of Cheshada, that people might be Cheshed him, that he's keeping it in his house for a Tzairich of being over it. However, there is a Shita in Rishayim, which is brought in Tosis Yuman and Dalid, and the Ran brings it down by us, that there are cases that the Isra of keeping the Tzura in your house, even if you did not do the Asiya, even a Cherem Asuloi, is Asr Mideraisa. The Shita of Tosis and Yuma is that there's a special Rebu in the Pasuk, that by Shamoshim Shabbat Madra Elyon, Tzuris of Malachim, those tzurais, the Torah asked not only by Asiya, the Torah asked even to be machzik in them, even to keep them. So that gives it an entirely different chaymer. The issue of keeping the tzura also would take away a lot of the coolest. Rabban says, svaris, that's something that's not the derech to be oivid these days. There's no chashad on, because nobody's chesher, and he's doing it for avodah zarah. He also says, if it's on adavim mavuzah, on kelim mavuzim, there's no chashad, because nobody's chayshin for Beit Zara, like we spoke before, Shita Saramban. But according to these Rishonim, you don't have any of those kulas, because it's Isra Deraisa, just like there's Isra Asiya, has nothing to do with Beit Zara. There's Isra being machzik them beisei. Marit and Tshuva and Chelik Beis, Yerideyasim and Lamed Hei, speaks Riches about this Shita of Rishonim. He is mitzadeh that maybe the Rambam holds like that. He's also mistopic. If Adam, Tzuris Adam has that chaymer, the Rishayim say it on Shamashim Shabbamadra Elyain, Adam, the Gemara's Medame, Lysasun Iti, making Telem Alekir, making a Tzur of Elokus, maybe that has a Shaykhis, that's Shamashim Shabbamadra Elyain, the Mailer Marit Klaz, if Adam also has this din, the Midiraisa, it's also to be machzik in it. Later on, he wants to say in the Tshuva that Adam has other kulas, the Lashon Rambam is mashma, that it's only if he's machzik a tzuris adam derech kevad, he has it bekvius lenoi, but if he has it just for other purposes, it's not there to look at and have it there as a kvius, it doesn't go into the iser asiya or the iser of being machzik it. The Merit himself says, mehai taima, you can be, it's mutter to be machzik bebeisoi, or Tzuris Adam that's made for mischak, like a doll, it's made for play reasons, because it's not there with a kvius of noi. Achreinim are chaylik on the marit, chasam sefer, others, that there's no such tanai in the Isra of Asiya, that it has to be with a kvius, with a certain type of kvius of noi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.